Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the instructor of percussion at the University of Jamestown, Dr. Jason Keeley, joining us. And Dr. Keeley, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here. Hello, everyone. Hope you're getting through quarantine or self-isolation, whatever you want to call it, okay?
Yeah.
These are definitely strange times.
Yeah, very, very strange. So that's why the first time you and I talked, Dr. Keeley, we did it in person and we got to meet each other and go over a little bit about what you brought to the University of Jamestown. And I'm excited to continue that conversation essentially today with what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Now, you work with the Big Orange Pep Band, right?
Yep, that's correct. I direct that group. And so everybody knows that's comprised of anyone at the university who wants to come and continue to play their instrument at the university level. And I mean, we usually say, I mean, you should have some type of experience from high school. I don't know that we would take somebody who, you know, never played the instrument. That could be tough to handle, but you don't have to be a superstar. If it's just something you want to keep doing, come on over. Those rehearsals in the fall will take place the first week of classes. And because if I remember correctly, we have a football game and it happens to be against Valley City that very first Saturday of the first week of classes in the fall. The Big Orange is, we had 30 to 40 members this last fall. The numbers have been really good. Yeah, Dr. Laura Lynch has really built that group up over time. I mean, she's kept a lot of things going, and that's part of the reason they brought me in was to kind of take some of that load off of her, because she's just done an amazing job for many years here running the wind ensemble and the Big Orange Pep Band and all types of, in addition to teaching her regular class load. So that group is thriving. We had, we played at a couple hockey games, which were a lot of fun. I went to UND for my undergrad, and so that brought back memories of hockey games from undergrad. Yeah, and there's they get some pretty good crowds there, and I'd invite everyone to come check out hockey and basketball and, I mean, and everything that UJ has to offer. I was very impressed with the crowds that they get for all of these, especially the volleyball and basketball games were you know, awesome to see in the Newman over there. I mean, me being somewhat new to the community, that's quite a facility there.
Yeah, it is very amazing. So again, we have Dr. Jason Keeley with the University of Jamestown here on Let's Talk About It. So I feel like it shouldn't be stressed, or it doesn't need to be said, Dr. Keeley, but it should be. I mean, having a pep band at sports games like that is just another advantage of having like the home feel, the home atmosphere. Talk a little bit about that and what a pep band just brings to games like that.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of atmosphere. I mean, I've been in touch with enough folks in athletics and athletes, and at my previous institution, they were, as they are here, they're just very excited about having a pep band, just because it just brings that extra element, and it helps solidify kind of the home court advantage, if you will, and it just gives it, I don't know, I guess it gives it that extra spice and that energy. All the athletes and the coaches and the administrators just talk about how important it is to the atmosphere. So I think many people realize how important it is. Again, they've told us how appreciative they are of what we bring. So yeah, we're hoping to have a drum set at the basketball and hockey games this fall, really so that we can have the drum line, which I think we'll talk about in a second, that we can have the drum line probably be there sometimes, but then also be a separate entity that will go to other games. It'll really help us be at more events, have a music presence at more events.
Right. And that, yep, you're exactly right. That was going to lead me right into the next thing is you're also building this drum line. And I was going to ask, is that part of Pep Band, or are you looking to establish that kind of as its own entity then?
Yeah, that we're working to establish it as its own entity. So okay. The name is the Pride of the Big Orange. And the Big Orange is basically the name of the pep band. And so we wanted to piggyback on that for the name of the drumline. So the drumline is officially the Pride of the Big Orange. And yeah, it could be part of the pep band. Well, it will be part of the pep band
right.
when we play at football games. Yeah, it can get a little bit murky, but basically the idea is that we're going to build a drum line that can play at football games with the pep band, but then for something like, well, really anything else, if it's hockey, volleyball, basketball, you name it, the drum line could play as a separate entity at one of those events, or we could have the pep band at one of those events with a drum set player. And in essence, giving us two separate groups there, just because there's so many sports at UJ and athletics really wants to get more of a music presence. And we want to do that. I mean, because these games are a lot of fun and the musicians love playing at these games. And so we want to have more of a presence. And so having a separate drum line will really help that.
Yeah, absolutely. And now comes one of my favorite parts is, you know, working on building this up and establishing this, Jace or Dr. Keeley, is finding the players now. And what's kind of the challenges when it comes to finding people to fill out not just the pep band, but something like a drum line?
Yeah, it comes down to a multi-pronged approach, I guess. And it involves getting information. That was the best word I could think of there. Getting the information out as many different ways as you can. I mean, we've done some mailings. We've done some advertising. Certainly, interviews like this help. We are establishing, and we had it all ready to go. We did have to cancel it for this year because of the pandemic, but we are establishing a percussion camp for high school students on the campus of UJ. Yeah. And that'll function really as a way to bolster their percussion skills and as a recruiter for the university also. And those things take time to work. I mean, in-person recruiting by me and other members of the university those things happen over time. It's about building relationships long-term with prospective students. So it's not just emailing. It can be emailing and phone calls. It's all those things working together to recruit people. And I think one of the hardest things is just to get it up and running. I mean, I've been getting exercises and music together for the drum line and reworking drums, tuning drums and replacing heads and all those kinds of behind the scenes things that happen so that we're ready for the fall. But yeah, the biggest challenge is just to get the word out, basically, that there's so many exciting things happening at UJ, overall, but also specifically with music and percussion. The university made a huge commitment to percussion. I mean, I'm going to be full-time faculty in the fall. We purchased lots of equipment, and there's this, and that's something that doesn't always happen, is how I'll put it. And this university has made a huge commitment that way, because percussion equipment is expensive. For example, there's a marimba. I don't know if your audience knows what a marimba is. It's a pretty specialized piece of equipment, but the standard size marimba is a 5-octave marimba. And that instrument is, it's about $13,000-$14,000. And we just purchased one of those, and that shows the university's commitment to percussion and the drum line and music in general. And right. So that's huge. Yeah, that's really huge.
Well, and it's got to be exciting, you know, those who are listening, Dr. Jason Keeley right now here on Let's Talk About It, to know that that's building up and that we'll continue to have just that exciting presence at those home games and events and entertainment. Cause I know you do concerts and stuff as well, with the drumline as well too, right?
Yep. Yeah. We'll do various events around campus. Yeah. They had the end of the Capitol campaign in the fall that the pep band was at. And I mean, certainly if Dr. Peterson, Dr. Polly Peterson is the president, of course, you know, if she says, "Hey, we'd love to have the drumline at this," we're ready and raring to go. Awesome. Any kind of recruiting event, or I mean, certainly for new student orientation, those types of events in the fall, the drumline would be a great group to showcase there, among other groups. I know sometimes various groups get called on. But yeah, the drumline, it's going to be pretty flexible. We're hoping for, say, 10 to 15 students. Certainly if we're at 15 and someone else comes up, we'll take them and we'll figure that out. But, so your audience shouldn't take that the wrong way, but yeah, it's not like 50 people, because you get a lot of people, it can be harder to be flexible that way.
Right.
But when you have a smaller number like that, we can, as needed, send them out. Although one of the challenges is to make sure that we don't overload the students, because these students here at UJ are awesome. They want to do everything. I mean, we have students who do choir and band and the theater productions and, in addition to their regular classes. And so at a certain point, it's almost like, you know, we have to make sure that they're not doing too much.
Right.
So
don't need,
the drumline will be flexible that way. Go ahead.
For sure. Yeah. We don't need burnout on top of everything else. I get it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So Dr. Keeley, I guess we'll leave it off with this. If people are interested in, you know, not just the, you know, I mean, Big Orange Pep Band, building a drumline, or they want to, you know, try out, or they want to learn more about what UJ offers in that department, what are some ways you would encourage somebody to reach out and get more information from you guys?
Well, we have an online presence, and we're taking a look at that, and I think we're reworking that a little bit, but okay, they can certainly email me. My email is jason.kihle@uj.edu. And if you're interested or want more information, email me directly and let's talk about the drumline. Certainly we're looking for percussion majors, and you know, that requires an audition, and there's a little more involved with that, but there is information regarding that online. But you could also email me for that kind of information. But yeah, like I said, if you have experience in high school on an instrument, and or you know, if you've played some drums on your own, I bet we could find a place for you in our drum line, and or for any instrument, you know, we have a place for you in our pep band. So come on over, and hopefully we'll be up and running in the fall when all this is over. And we're just very excited about everything that's happening at the University of Jamestown.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Keeley, we appreciate you taking some time, and thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Warren. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.